Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength."
这是第一步当中第一的，而且是最大的。
This is the greatest, the first and the greatest commandment.
其次也相仿，就是爱人如己。
The second is like it, love your neighbor as yourself.
耶稣基督将律法的一个的总纲总结为爱神爱人。
Jesus summed it up, all the law and prophets hang on these two commandments.
大家觉得这个重不重要？
Do you think this is important?
这是很重要的。
This is very important.
摩西放在我们经里面，他就这么说。
Moses said,
我今日吩咐你的话要记在心上，也要系在手上为记号，戴在额上为经文。
These commandments that I give to you today are to be on your hearts. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads.
所以这个命令是很重要的。
So this commandment is very important.
那个耶稣将这个律法的总观他的所引用的就是生命记的这一段。
So Moses, in Deuteronomy, made it a summary.The law and the prophets are summed up in these two commandments.
我们看到这张图片。
Let's look at this image.
这是犹太人在他洁净崇拜进庆殿的时候的一个的装束。
This is the outfits that the Israelites wear when they have festivals.
他真的把生命记的这一段的经文成为他们装束里面的一个的。这样的装束。
They actually made this passage in Deuteronomy as part of the outfit in these festivals.
他真的把那个经文系在他的手上，将经文戴在他的额头上。
They truly wear the scripture on their heart, or they actually wrapped around their arms and on their foreheads.
他的盒子里面装的就是他自己抄写的经文。
In these small scripture boxes are verses that they have written down.
要提醒他们，神的话对他们的重要。
To remind them the importance of God's word in their lives.
今天我们就讲这个最大的诫命。
So today we will talk about this greatest commandment.
我们先来看看爱的含义是什么。
Let us look first at the meaning of love.
我们说。这个经文上要尽心尽力尽意爱主你的神。
The scripture says, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength."
但我们究竟知不知道什么是爱呢？
But do we truly know what love is?
我们在这个世界上，爱字这个用的是最多的。
In this world, we use the word love a lot.
但是常常会被误解，还有被滥用。
But often it is misused and even abused.
当你看到一只狗狗，你跑过去非常的喜欢它，说：“哎呀，我很爱这只狗。”
When you see a dog, you run over and you tell the dog, "Oh, I love you so much."
其实我们不是在说我爱这只狗，而是说我喜欢这只狗。
But we're truly not saying we love this dog. We're truly saying we like this dog.
如果你的先生在外面出差，你的太太打电话说：“哦，老公，我好爱你哦。”
When let's say your husband is on a business trip and the wife calls the husband and say, "Oh, I love you."
这其实不是爱，而是说我好想念你。
It is not truly saying I love you, but it is more saying I really miss you.
当年轻人之间彼此谈恋爱的时候，说我们爱得非常的深。
When young people are in love, they deeply love each other.
其实我们经常说这其实不叫爱，其实叫情。
But we would say this is not truly love; it's more affection or fondness.
在中文里面是非常好的。以前的中文说，男女之间不是用爱的，男女之间就男女有情。
So in the Chinese rendering of it, it's not the love between a man and a woman; it's more like affection or fondness between a man and a woman.
不叫男女有爱。
It is not love between men and women.
爱和情有什么区别？
So what is the difference between this love and this affection?
情是我的。情是我，是属于我的。
The affection is mine. It belongs to me.
我被对方所吸引，我被对方，我欣赏对方。
I'm attracted to that person. I have an appreciation for that person.
其实这个情，男女之间的爱情，其实一种的感觉，一种的情绪。
But this affection between the man and the woman is more like a feeling. It's more like an emotion.
对方的一个的欣赏。
It is an appreciation for that person.
但是有一天你们分手了。
But one day you separate. And we would say, oh, we don't love each other anymore. But it is actually, we just don't have feelings for one another anymore.
所以人很多的时候说的是说，人说的爱其实不是爱，其实是一种感觉，是一种喜欢。
So oftentimes when people say love, it's more liking, more of an affection, of fondness, or of a feeling.
我们来看看圣经里面是怎么说爱的。
Let's look at how the Bible says about love.
我请 Emily 姊妹为我们读出这段经文。
Love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, it does not dishonor others, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs.Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails.
Okay, 是不是特别好啊？真的我知道啊，我们从这段的爱的这个经文里边，圣经里边是总结的对爱的这个定义总结的非常的清楚的。
So this passage sums up the meaning of love quite well.
大家从这段经文里面有没有看到，爱就是喜欢，爱就是感觉。
Do you see in this passage that love is liking or love is a feeling?
我们发现在中文里面有一个叫里面有也有个喜欢这个字在里面。
In the Chinese rendering, there is such a word as liking, like.
这个喜欢跟我们刚才上面所讲的喜欢啊，不是一个意思。
This liking is not the same as what we talked about a little earlier.
这个喜欢是说我接受真理。
This liking means I accept the truth.
我不接受不义。
I don't accept unrighteousness.
不是我们上面所讲的喜欢。
Rather than what we talked about the liking, the affection earlier.
从这段经文里告诉我们，上帝所讲的爱，并不是一种的感觉，并不是一种的喜欢，也不是说我想你。
In this passage, we see that the love that God talks about is not a feeling, it is not an emotion, it is not I miss you.
爱是你的决定，爱是你的行动。
Love is your decision, is your determination, your action.
爱神就是说你是否已经决定了。爱神就是说你是否已经行动了。
Action is have you decided? Are you determined? Have you had an action?
如果说你是觉得我要好好的温柔的对待旁边的这个人。
You say I want to gently treat the other.
你说你就是在爱上。
You are loving God.
你说要你要忍耐你周围旁边那些不友善不友好的这些人。
You say you want to be kind or patient toward the others who are not kind.
你就是在爱上帝。
You are indeed loving God.
你说我不自夸，不张狂，这就是爱上帝。
You say I'm not envious, I'm not proud. That's loving God.
所以这段经文告诉我们，上帝对爱的定义是如此的清晰明了。
So from this we can see that God's definition of love is so clear, so simple, so clear.
你自己是可以知道的。
You would know yourself.
约翰福音十四章二十一节这么说：“有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的。”
John 14:21 says, "Whoever has my command and keeps them is the one who loves me."
爱我的必蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他，并且向他显现。
The one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love them and show myself to them.
所以爱是什么？爱是我们的决定，爱是我们的行动。
So what is love? Love is our decision. It is our action.
爱上爱耶稣，我爱耶稣，也上天父也爱我们。
We love Jesus, the Father will love us, and Jesus will love us, and we will love the Father.
耶稣说：“我就会向你显现。”
And Jesus says, I too will love you and show myself to you.
这是一个爱的一个真理。
This is true love.
我们很多时，我们时谈论的时候，我们所说的爱，不是真正意义上的爱。
So a lot of times when we say love, it is not the authentic love.
而是自我满足的一种的感觉。
It is more like a feeling of self gratification.
而且或者是一种喜欢的一种情绪。
Or an emotion of fondness or affection.
是我感觉，我享受。
It is I feel and I enjoy.
并不是我爱。
Not I love.
当耶稣说要爱你的仇敌。为那些逼迫的人祷告的时候，这个感觉没了，没有了，我们的爱就死光光了。
Jesus says, "Love your enemies, pray for those who persecute you." When the feelings of God, when you lose this love emotion, then love is gone.
所以，我们从前面的经文可以看到，上帝所说的爱跟我们的感觉没有关系。
So from this passage, we can see that.The meaning of a love that is defined by God has nothing to do with the liking something or someone.
爱超越我们的情感，爱超越我们的理性，爱是超越我们所认为的一种的层面。
Love transcends our emotion. Love transcends our rationality and all that we can think of.
爱可以，你喜欢可以爱，不喜欢仍然可以爱。
True love is when you.Like something when you have good feelings, you love. But when you don't like something or feel something that or you feel like loving, that you can still love.
爱你的感有感觉的是可以爱，没有感觉的人人可以爱。
When you have good feelings, you love. When you don't have good feelings, you can still love.
所以耶稣基督，信他的人说。你要像天父那样。
So Jesus said to those who believe in him, you need to learn from the Father, act as the Father does.
他将日头照好人也照歹人，将降雨给义人也降雨给不义的人。
He causes the sun to rise on the good and the evil. He sends rain on the righteous and on the unrighteous.
耶稣基督不仅仅是教导，你看他上帝是那么无条件，多么伟大的爱。
Jesus is teaching us to see how great God is, the love that God has, how great His love is.
耶稣基督是告诉我们，你要像上帝一样爱。
Jesus is telling us to love as the Father loves.
像上帝一样，你降雨给那些好的人，也降雨给那些不好的人。
As God causes the sun to rise on the good and evil, He sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous.
我们爱不是因为对方好或者不好。
We love not because the other is good or not good or bad.
我们爱他们，原谅他们，他们是因为我们爱上帝。
We love them and forgive them because we love God.
爱就是爱，爱不是个条件，也不是个交易。
Love is love. Love is not a condition. Love is not a transaction.
我们说爱是从上帝来的。
We say that love comes from God.
当这段经文告诉我们尽心尽力尽意爱主你的神。
The scripture says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind.
什么是尽心尽力尽意
？What is with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind?
就是投入你全部的情感，投入你全部的理性投入你全部的意志来爱上帝。
That means pouring out, engaging your whole body, your whole heart, your soul, and your mind to love.
100%的投入到爱上帝当中来。
Engaging 100% of yourself to love God.
你也许会说，哎，牧师不对。
But you'd say, oh, pastor, that's not right.
如果我全心都爱上帝的时候，那我的家人，我的朋友，他们也是要爱。
If I were to love God fully, then what about my family and friends? They also need love.
如果你榨干我的爱去爱，让我爱这些人，这怎么一点都不合理。
if you expect me to love this way, that it doesn't sound so, so reasonable.
这样可不可以？
Would that be okay?
我将我的爱百分之二十给我的太太，百分之二十给我的子女。
I give my wife 20% of my love. I give my children 20% of my love.
百分之十五给我的父母，百分之五给我的周围的亲戚朋友，好不好？
I give 15% of my love to my parents, and then 5% to the rest of my relatives and friends. Would that be okay?
我们这样的爱已经非常合理，已经达到爱的最大化了，上帝。
And this sounds reasonable. It measures up to what God is expecting, right?
那你说不可以。
But no, that's not. God says no. That's not the way it is.
你要全心全意、心无旁骛地来爱我。
Love, unconditional love, wholeheartedly.
当我们说我们将我自己当做一个蛋糕一样，这样分成几块来爱的时候，这表示有个前提。
When you are allocating your love this way, that means that there is a precursory.
这就是说，你有爱，你可以供应他们。
That is saying you have love, you can supply or provide love.
事实上，我们人是很缺乏爱的。
Truly, we are deprived of love.
我们很多时候所说的爱，其实不叫爱，其实是个交易。
A lot of times when we say love, it is more like a transaction.
什么叫交易？就是一分钱交一分货。
What is a transaction? You pay for what you get, what you pay for.
你对我好，我就对你好；你对我坏，我就对你坏。
You treat me well, I'll treat you well. You don't treat me that well, I don't treat you that well.
如果你可爱一点，你的得到的爱就多一点；如果你不那么可爱，你的爱就少一点。
If you are lovely, then you get a little more love. If you're not lovely, you get a little less love.
甚至我们在一些家庭里面，子女多的家庭里面。
And in a family, especially a large family with a lot of children,
我们会把子女分成三六九等。
We would define them on different levels.
你喜欢的，你怎么看他们是可爱的
？The those that you truly like, whatever they do, you love them.
你不喜欢的，他做的再好，你怎么看他都是不好的。
And those you don't like that, you don't love that many, whatever they do, you don't see them favorably.
我妈妈有五兄妹。
My mother has five siblings.
她是得到爱最少的那一位。
She received the least love among them.
因为在她父母看来，她是没有那么可爱的，她的背景也没那么好。
In his parents' eyes, her background was not that favorable.
所以很多时候，我们的爱其实有条件，是个交易的。
So a lot of time, our love is conditional and it is more like a transaction.
其实我们的爱的能力也非常的能力也非常的有限。
And our competence, our abilities in love, are very limited.
人的心就好像玻璃一样，非常容易破碎。
The human heart is fragile like glass.
当我感觉到我被伤害了。我被误解了，你的爱就拿回去了。
When I feel hurt, when I feel misunderstood, then love is being taken away.
当对方没有达到你的意，没有达到你的理想，没有达到你的想法的时候，你的爱就没有了。
When the other person does not live up to your expectation, love is no more.
当你觉得我已经付出了很多，我看不了回报，也没有看到你有任何的改变，所以我也就不再爱你了。
When I feel that I've given a lot.And you have not rewarded me, then love would subside.
中文里面有对婚姻有一个总结，说叫婚姻有七年之痒，不知道英文有没有这个词。
In the Chinese as well as the English rendering, there's a saying. There's in marriage, there's a seven-year itch.
为什么是七年？为什么是七年
？Why would it be 7 years?
因为七年什么东西都暴露了。
Because in 7 years, everything is disclosed and revealed.
该看清楚的也清楚了。
Whatever needs to be made clear is clear.
该忍受的也已经受够了。
Whatever needs to be tolerated has been tolerated.
我们的婚姻，我们的人生还有多少爱来燃烧呢？
How much more love can we burn in our lives?
我们很多的时候 我们自己说自己可以有多少的爱来爱别人，我可以怎么样怎么样，我怎如何如何。
We would say, oh, we have so much love to give others. How I would love others.
耶稣基督说过这么跟那些宗教热情分子说过这么一句话。
Jesus has said to these zealous religious people.
但我知道在你们的心里面没有上帝的爱。
But I know that you do not have the love of God in your hearts.
如果人有足够的爱，你就不会爱得那么痛苦。
If you have enough abundant love, you would not be loving so painfully.
人如果有足够的爱，就不会爱得那么不甘心情愿，爱得那么不享受。
If people have abundant, if people are rich in love, they would not be loving so.
那么不享受。
They would not be loving in such a painful way.
上帝这句话也是对我们说的。
Jesus was telling us when he said that.
但我知道你们心里里面没有上帝的爱。
But I know that you do not have the love of God in your hearts.
刚才我们读的那段爱的一个诗篇的爱的真谛的这一段的经文，让我们看到每一句经文都是对着我对我挑战的。
In the passage about love that we just read, we know that every single phrase is a challenge to love.
爱要忍，很久忍耐，又有恩慈。
Love is patient, love is kind.
就是告诉我们是没有足够的忍耐的，我们没有足够的恩典，恩慈的。
It tells us we do not have enough patience, we do not have enough kindness.
爱是不自夸，不张狂，也就告诉我们是喜欢，我们是喜欢自夸，喜欢张狂的。
It says love does not envy, love does not boast. It tells us that we are envious and we do boast.
爱是凡事包容，爱是凡事相信，也就告诉我们的爱是凡事不包容，凡事不相信的。
It says love always protects or endures, and love always trusts. It tells us that we are not always enduring, we're not always protecting, and we're not always trusting.
爱是永不止息，告诉我们的爱是非常短暂的，根本不可能根本就不可能是永不止息的。
It says love never fails. It tells us that.We are our love is short lived. It does actually end.
我们所说的那种不是真正的爱，我们一点火就着起来，一水一浇就没有了。
The love that we talk about is not truly love. In a short moment, we can make it happen or we can make it end.
上帝把这个爱的真谛告诉人，不是要来责备我们。
God gives us this definition of love, not to rebuke us.
而是提醒我们。我们爱的资源是非常匮乏的。
But to remind us that this resource of love is
匮乏的缺少。
Is we are deprived of this resource of love.
爱不在我们这里。
Love is not with us.
我们并没有爱。
We truly do not have love.
爱从上帝来，爱本就是上帝。
Love comes from God. Love is God.
当你在车行里面买了一部新车出来的时候，它是不带有油出来的。Oil.
When you purchase a car in a dealership, when you drive this new car off the lot, it does not include gas in it. Oil.
你要这个车，你要开动得了，要怎么样？你要到加油站里面去加油。
In order to drive this car, you need to go to this gas station to get some gas.
我们里面是不能产生爱的。
We ourselves are not able to produce love.
我们要里面要能够爱人、爱主的人，你要从上帝那边能够得到爱的供应，我们才能够在生活当中有爱的表现出来。
In order to have love in ourselves, we need to draw love from God so that we may have love in our lives.
上帝就是我们生命的加油站，就是我们爱的加油站。
God is the recharging station of our life, the recharging station of love.
我们是需要上帝的爱的供应的。
We need God to provide love.
你要尽心尽意尽意爱主你的神，并不是要说要抢夺你的爱的资源。
We are to love the Lord our God with all your heart, with all our heart and soul and mind. It is not to say that we need to we need to snatch this resource of love.
和你的太太抢爱的资源，和你的儿子抢爱的资源，上帝不是跟你抢你的爱的资源，而是要成全你。
God is not asking to compete for love for your children or others, God is fulfilling your dream.
而是成全。
Love is fulfilling.
这就是是爱人爱神爱人是同板的两面。
Love God and love neighbor. These two are the two sides of the coin.
两面一体，这边有了那边就有，这边没有那边就没有。
So they're opposite sides of a coin. You have one on one side and then you have the other on the other side.
叫一荣俱荣，一损俱损。
You honor one, you honor both. You dishonor one, you dishonor both.
并不是说我们要切蛋糕一样，这里20%，那里40%。
It's not like you're cutting a cake. You have 20% here and you have 40% there.
你跟上帝的爱是彼此相争的，你死我活的。
That kind of love is competing. It competes with one another.
不是的，上帝是你爱的源头，有了他，你才能够爱。
No, God is your source of love. With God, then you can love.
所以说，我们应该怎么样
？So you say, what would we do?
所以我们就应该尽心尽力尽意。全心全意地爱我们的上帝。
So we must love the Lord our God with all our heart and our soul and mind.
我们这段经文的非常的有段经文非常的熟悉。
We are very familiar with this passage.
我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，常在我里面的，我也常在你们里面。
I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you,
这人就可以多结果子，因为你们离了我，你们就不能做什么。
You will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing.
我们知道一个葡萄树的枝子最重，那它能够葡萄树结的一个枝子能够它能够结果最重要的是什么
？Do you know what the crucial part, the key to bearing fruit for the branch?
怎么是经历的胜结果结果结果
？Is it telling you to just go ahead and produce fruit?
当人他没有营养的时候，他怎么生的？怎么才？
When one is without nourishment or nutrients, how does it bear fruit?
一个葡萄枝能够结果子，最重要的是什么？是连结。
The key to bearing fruit for the branch is connecting.
当一只葡萄枝子跟葡萄树连接起来，它就自自然然就能够结果，自自然然就能够果实累累。
When a branch is connected to the vine, it naturally bears fruit.And bears fruit abundantly.
因为结果是生命的本性。
Because bearing fruit is the essence of life.
当一个妈妈怀孕的小孩子，怀孕的 baby 的时候，你不用担心他生不出来。
When a mother is pregnant with her baby, you don't need to worry when she would give birth.
当怀了10个月的时候，她就会生出来了。
But after 10 months, she would give birth.
这个就叫生命的本能，也就这就是说，你连接上帝，你的爱的本性就会流露出来。
That is the essence of life. When you are connected with God, love is manifested.
你的爱就会在你的生命当中流露出来，你就能够更有效、更有力的能够去爱你周围所爱的人。
Then love will radiate. Love is manifested. Then you would have love to love those around you.
我们爱别人与上帝连接的时候，就像这个葡萄枝子一样，结果就那么的自然。
When we love God, we're connected to the vine just like this branch, and we bear fruit.
所以耶稣基督说：“我给你的轭是容易的，我给你的担子是轻省的。”
So Jesus Christ said, "My yoke is easy, and my burden is light."
因为当你去爱一个人，你的上帝的爱与你同在的时候，你才能够爱。
Because when you love someone, God's love is with you, then you're able to love.
所以他告诉我们信徒说，我的担子是容易的，并不是你想象的那么难，因为你没有上帝的爱，你就很难能够去爱别人。
So Jesus said, my burden is light, it is not that difficult, then we will be able to love others.
所以耶稣基督在这里强调说，这个连结非常的重要。
So Jesus here emphasizes,the importance of this connection.
因为你离了我，你们就不能做什么，你也不能爱任何的人。
Because apart from me, you can do nothing, and you cannot love others.
无非是枝子丢在外面给火烧掉了。
It would be like branches withering and being thrown in the fire.
我们在我们的一个国里的团契当中，我们也常常会操练与上帝的连结。
In our Mandarin fellowship, we would always exercise the connecting with God.
我们要给大家十分钟去在神的面前安息默祷。
We would give we would give everyone 10 minutes to be quiet and to reflect on God's word.
让我们的心，在我们的心里深处，与上帝能够连接，能够与上帝同在。
So that our hearts, in the depths of our hearts, we may connect with God.
我们不会一开始给上帝列一堆的菜单，你应该祝福我的家庭，祝福我的工作。
We would not start off with a list, giving God a list of things to bless us with.
是先让我们的心里要在神的面前能够先得到安息，能够在我们心里的深处能够跟上帝连接起来。
But rather, we need to have our hearts rest in God, and that in the depths of our heart we may be quiet before God.
10分钟很短，其实10分钟在你与上帝建立的关系当中，你会发现其实是很难。
10 minutes seems very short, but in the building of relationship, it's actually very challenging.
因为在你这个在进入与神同在的当中，在我们的里边会有很多的浮躁，很多的那种的在挂历的事情，还有每一天醉在我们生命当中的污染。
Because when we enter into the presence of God, there's a lot of nuisance, there's a lot of distraction and concerns and worries for our daily lives.
还有我们生命当中的肉体的软弱打瞌睡。
And also the weakness of our flesh, we might even fall asleep.
所以我们的心里要进入更深层的与上帝同在的时候，我们一边进入，一边要将这些石头，拦阻我们跟上帝建立关系的石头，一个一个的能搬出去。
Therefore, when we enter into the depths of our, when we enter into the presence of God in a very deep level, we need to remove these stones, these obstacles that distract us from connecting with God.
最后，你进入你的生命的心里的深处的时候，你这个时候才能够真正进入一种安息、一种的平安的一个状况。
It is only when you enter into the depths of your heart you may truly rest.
这个时候才可以真正进入的一个的与神的连接当中。
Then you may truly enter into a deep connection with God.
你就可以从上帝那边支取到一个力量。
You may then withdraw strength from God.
我们操练这样的一个属灵的操练，与上帝一个的连接，不是为了做某样的宗教的仪式。
We have this, we connect with God this way. It is not a religious act.
而是要真正与上帝建立一个真正的连接。
But it is truly cultivating a relationship, a connection with God.
我们很多的时候，我们祷告或者是什么，我们一两分钟就搞定了。
Sometimes when we pray, we're done in 1 to 2 minutes.
我们的祷告是有口无心的。
Our heart is not in our prayer a lot of times.
我们急迫地将自己的东西想讲出来。
We're just very hastily, we want to just present our request to God.
上帝要告诉我们，要先要在我们面前得以安息，能够跟我真正的生命连接。
But God said we need to rest in Him and truly connect with Him.
上帝是让我们能够在深的水井里面能够打到水，然后来浇灌地面上的菜园子。
God wants us to get water from the depth of the well so that we may fertilize the ground and the soil.
那你让我们能够从他里面能够拿到爱，然后能够去浇灌你的家人，浇灌你的朋友，浇灌你周围所有的一些关系。
But He wants us to draw love from Him so that we may spread and distribute this love toward our family and our friends.
我们的生命若要有 一个真实的爱心力量，我们的与上帝的连接，绝对不能软弱，不能疲软。
To have love and strength, we must be connected with God.
连接上帝是我们与神之间建立一个力量的一个唯一的通道。
The only path to 通道。 The only path to connecting with God.
与上帝连接是我们，这么说吧，就是说，你跟上帝之间的祷告、读经，还有跟弟兄姊妹之间属灵的交通，是与上帝建立关系的唯一的通道。
The only path to connecting with God is through prayer, through reading the Bible, and through fellowship with believers.
我们不通过一些读经，不通过一些的祷告，我们是不可能在我们生命当中能够真正彰显上帝的爱的。
Without reading the Bible, without prayer, we cannot truly manifest our love for God.
我们知道大诫命的下半句是什么话呢？叫做爱人如己。
What is the second part of the Great Commandment? It is love your neighbor as yourself.
上帝你是看不见的。
You cannot see God.
你怎么爱上帝？你是在爱空气吧？
How do you love God then? Are you just loving the air?
当我们面对上帝来爱你周围的人，你面对上帝来爱一切的时候，你是在爱上帝。
When you are facing God and you are lovingthose around you, you are truly loving God.
你是因为爱上帝才爱你周围的人。
It is because you love God that you love others.
耶稣有一个对话来比喻刚才的那样一个的看法。
So there's a dialogue.
因为我渴了，你给我吃；我因为我饿了，你们给我吃。渴了，你们给我喝；我做客旅，你留我住。
Because I was hungry and you gave me something to eat, I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink, I was a stranger and you invited me in.
我赤身露体的，你给我衣服穿；我病了，你来看我。
I needed clothes and you clothed me. I was sick and you looked after me.
那个人就说：“这主啊，我什么时候饿了给你吃呢？什么时候你渴了我给你喝水呢？什么时候我来做客旅的我给你住宿呢？”
So that person asked, Lord, when did we see you hungry and give you something to eat? When did we see you thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in?
还有就是我赤身露体的时候给我衣服穿的，我病了你来看我呢。
When did we see you needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick and look after you?
耶稣说：“我实实在在告诉你们，这些事你们如果坐在这弟兄当中最小的一个，就是坐在我的身上。”
And Jesus replied, "Whatever you did for the least of these brothers and sisters, you did for me."
我们是怎么爱上帝的
？How do we love God?
上帝是看不见的。
God is invisible.
你只有在爱你的弟兄，爱你周围的邻舍，你才能够爱到上帝。
It is only when you love others on this earth that you may love God.
人不爱看那些看得见的弟兄，怎么能够爱那个看不见的上帝呢？
Whoever does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen.
所以弟兄姊妹，在我们当中有非常要值得我们要去爱的人。
So brothers and sisters, there are people who truly deserve and need a love.
你的家人
your family,
你的朋友
your friends,
甚至那些你不喜欢的人
and even those you don't like.
这是爱的土壤
that is the soil of love.
你只有在这个爱当中才能爱到上帝
you can only love God through loving them.
爱上帝才能在弟兄姊妹之间彼此相爱才能得到完全
so thatWhen you love others, love is complete when you love others.
当我们看着为上帝而爱，为上帝做一切的时候，你的爱才会慢慢的会成为一个你的喜乐，你的甘心情愿。
It is only when we everything that we do for the love of God that we will have joy and peace.
如果我只是爱你，我只是看着你爱你的时候，你会发现他很多不可爱的时候，你是没办法爱他，没办法包容他。
When we say we love that person, but you see a lot of things that you don't like about that person, then it's hard to love that person.
当我们爱上帝的时候，去爱他的时候，你就觉得他可爱很多。
When we see that person through your love for God, then you will see that person is lovable.
你就会喜乐很多。
Then you will have joy.
看到上帝的爱，然后在我们的生命当中。
May God's love be in our lives.
当弟兄姊妹之间彼此相爱。如此就能够看到上帝在他们当中。
When brothers and sisters love one another, they can see God's love among them.
因为神就是爱。
Because God is love.
我们最后来唱一首回应的诗歌。
And we will sing a response hymn.
就是 Jesus is love, Jesus is Lord, my best love, my best love. 这个是阿丁伍德 都好。
My best love, thou art.
都好，对。好，那就请唱这首歌。
Still, I wait alone in virtue.
Let us stand. Heavenly Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, we praise you.